That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another GTS review. With your girls of Girl That's Scary, because my words are all over the goddamn place today. It's Cat Daddy.
And Jazz the 40 ounce connoisseur.
And we're pulling up this go round to talk to y'all about Anything for Jackson, a 2020 movie that actually will be coming out on Shudder this Thursday, December 3rd. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to talk about whether, I feel like y'all should see it. For some reason, it got a rating 7 out of 10 on IMDb. Yes, 7. I said 3. For some reason.
Oh. And then it got 100%.
That's really strong.
On the Rotten Tomatoes.
I didn't dislike this film, but I think the 7, 6.57 is kind of closer to what my thoughts were as opposed to 100.
Yeah. On Letterboxd, it's like a 3.5. So that's still averaging out to be like around about a 7-ish, if you multiply it 3.5 by 2.
Okay.
There's a lot of 7s going
on. Well, all right.
Okay, I can see why. It's shot nicely, the lines aren't stupid, you know.
Did you have some surprise kills in there that kind of caught me off guard?
Yeah, some gore, some good practical shit. I say watch this. You are going
100
to
100 was strong.
But will you be entertained? Yes.
Yeah.
And if you have Shudder, it's coming out on Shudder.
December 3rd.
Yep, December 3rd. So that's you'll hear this before it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're ready to watch it, boom, it's available.
Yes.
Now. So you can check it out and then listen. Or, you know, if you don't care about spoilers, because those are ahead.
Spoiler alert!
You can listen and watch it, you know, or decide if you want to watch it. But... like, it looks good. It looks well made in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, it, like the setting, the house, it's nice. I like that. They established the area pretty nicely. I like it, okay? But...
yeah, the shots are pleasing. They're not... it's just not shaky camera work. It's just... it makes sense. It flows nice.
But 100%.
Yeah. They even do a couple time jumping type of situations. There's like a back and forth between the present and the past. As we navigate through the story, I just still think 100 is pretty strong. But, you know, if you fuck with it like that, that's cool. Before we go in and spoil this movie, just going to give a brief overview. So Anything for Jackson, this is this couple. We're opening the movie with this couple. And they're having, like, this really, like, regular dialogue. They're just chopping it up. And then all of a sudden we see that they kidnap a woman, like they forcibly are bringing someone into their home, and the way the camera's set up, it's like kind of like back, so you get a full shot of like the entire space that they're in. And they kidnap this woman, they put her in an elevator, send her up. Now, how the story is that these grandparents, the grieving grandparents, they lost their grandchild, and you kind of, we'll get to that, but they lost their grandchild in a tragic accident, and now they're trying to bring him back. Through magic, they're Satanists, so they're really out here on that devil shit, that Satan shit. They're trying to bring him back to take over, to have a new life, and to take over the body of this lady's unborn child. And this is essentially the journey that we are on. Yeah, let's start with the fact that you find out very quickly that the woman they kidnapped is not a complete stranger. She's actually the husband, and his name is Henry. So Audrey and Henry Walsh are the couple that kidnapped the lady, and the lady is not a stranger. She's not like a random bitch off the sidewalk. She's actually fucking Henry's patient. Wow. So, and they get her because it's revealed through a kind of like time jump where they're like, how did we get here? Young lady's name is, her name is Becker. So Becker comes in and she finds out she's caught the pregnant, and Henry is like, oh, well, you're pregnant. And Becker's looking at him like,
what?
Girl, what the fuck are you talking about? Pregnant? What is that? So she's, you know, visibly, you know, going through mixed emotions of finding out you've caught the pregnant. And as she's emoting, Henry is like hitting his wife up like, I found us something. I found us somebody. We found, like, she don't seem like she wanted a baby, blah, blah, blah. So he's plotting, which is really fucked up because she, you know, just found out 2 seconds ago that she clearly has contracted the pregnancy. And girl, because listen, not everybody, and this is a real thing, and I know some people, you know, will agree with me, but some people also might be like, yeah, but not everybody desires to be pregnant. So her finding out that she's caught the pregnant, now granted, that also means she's probably doing some risky, quote unquote, risky behaviors, but she's caught the pregnant. And now she's like, you know, trying to mentally kind of deal with that. And then in the present day, she's fucking kidnapped because of it. She's thinking that screaming is going to get her heard, and the husband goes outside and she's like screaming off the top of her lungs, and they've soundproofed the room so nobody can fucking hear her screaming. She got her little cell phone out, the girl, Audrey, that's the lady, the wife, she tricked her. She was like, you know, talking real calm, and she's been real calm and not forcible with her the whole time, although they've really just done a number on her. Yeah. She like tries to get her a code. She secretly gets her code through one of the cameras of how to unlock her phone, then comes in and takes her phone. It's a really unfortunate situation to be in. And the speech that Audrey gives, like, let's just, you know, be really calm and respectful. Everyone has feelings here. Just know that. When she said that, I felt triggered.
We have feelings. I was like, this is how people be doing, especially, you know, white people. I'm a, you know, steal your baby and possess it with a, you know, some pagan ritual.
But don't be mad at me.
But don't cry because I don't want to, you know, feel bad about this horrible thing just, that I'm fucking doing to you. Bitch, you a villain, all right?
What?
If you are going to do a pagan ritual, you're going to have to deal with her calling you a motherfucker, bitch. Because that's what you are.
Yeah.
That's just how that goes.
You're not all the way together, lady. You're not all the way together.
You know, and this is perfect behavior for middle age.
Yeah, and the way you're handling your own grief is just, girl.
Girl, because you out here like, ooh. You know,
there's layers to your shit. You lost your child. You lost your grandchild. It's just y'all need some help. And y'all are not handling this.
Entitled to just do things to people, and they're supposed to just be okay with it because what you think it's so important to you, girl. Fuck you.
Yeah.
She's like, don't get old. You know, shit that old people be saying to you, like when they're familiar with you, and I'm like,
you mean when they gaslight you,
girl? Y'all are not friends.
So yes. So we're this first part, the first couple 30 minutes or so of the movie, there's like this back and forth where we're learning about the past, basically how Becker comes into Audrey and Henry's possession. Like, this is not, like you said, some random person. She's one of his patients. And keep that in your brain because this definitely comes back and fucking bites him in the ass later. She's one of his patients. This has been something that's happening for a while. They kind of all live in the same neighborhood because she be jogging in the neighborhood. So they've been plotting on this for a while. Audrey is really the brains behind this whole fucking operation. Henry is just, you know, the husband that's just like, whatever my wife say, I'm finna do it.
She must got that yank.
Like, whatever she say, I'm finna do it.
This man is about to summon an entire demon with blood. Like, and he's a doctor. You're risking all. You know you're about to lose your license.
Practice up a smoke. Bye.
It is ashes, my friend. You're finished. You might as well get out of here. I'll be surprised if you don't get chased out of here by an angry mob. Because you're doing a lot. Satanic rituals, kidnapping. You know, later in the movie, someone kind of dives his head into a snow, whatever it's called.
That shit was crazy.
Unexpected. So unexpected. So I feel like there's a lot of shock.
Like, it, things are going good until they're fucking not. And it goes, like, downhill very quickly.
No, it does. Because after they, because, like I said, we're going back and forth. We're jumping back and forth in time. There's a lot of time jumping. Mm-hmm. The girl's pregnant, Becker, and she's, like, starting to have contractions. They realize, oh, she's got her own prenatal vitamins. That's tight. They finally get her, you know, prepped and ready for the actual ceremony itself. Mm-hmm. And, like you said, in this back and forth time jump, you realize that this group has been going to a satanic group. They meet and fucking... And there is some comedic relief in this movie that's not super annoying, in my opinion. But, like, they're meeting their satanic group meets at a fucking, like...
Library.
Yes, like, in the fucking meeting room in libraries, you know, or nobody, fucking...
They just trying to... They look.
They just trying to worship Satan in peace. And I'm like, all right, whatever, nigga. Right. So...
And you got Ian there, who's, like, the overzealous fucking Satan worshiper. He is turned up for Lucifer, girl. Like, he's like, look. This is, he be looking for books. Like, he is in your face.
Yeah.
Like,
he's really down with this, with that Satan shit.
If you accept his friend request, he's going to talk to you every day. He will. He's the kind of friend who will say good morning every single day to you.
Yeah, you need to be easy with that one.
Yeah. Very strange.
Yes. Audrey and Henry open up this portal. They're able to successfully make the sacrifice to what Audrey believes is the correct demon deity situation to bring their grandson back, because of course, you know, the girl Becker is seeing him as a ghost, so they're like, all right, we're geeked up, this is gonna happen, this is gonna work out, boom, I got this, girl. In this between time, Audrey's like, I've already read this cool book, like, I've got this shit out of control. It's been dead birds dying all day. That's because I did this spell where I can resurrect a bird from the dead, so I'm about to tell you, nigga, I got this together. Guess what? She does not have this together, because yes, they made contact and were able to get, you know, make a link up situation with their grandson. Ultimately, the dead and the demons and stuff need a human situation to tie into the world. And of course, a fresh baby is that bitch for them. Like, this is a brand new shot at life. Everybody's going to want to get on this train. Everybody going to want to taste da 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 da. So as soon as they did that, they, like, opened up, like, a, they've created, like, a purgatory situation too, in this home. So not only are they dealing with this woman they have kidnapped and having her, like, safely, you know, carry their dead grandson in there, dead grandson spirit in the baby of the vessel, using her baby as a vessel. They've also opened this portal, so all these dead people are coming through. Like, all these weird things are happening. You know, eventually the police start getting, sniffing behind and getting on the trail of Henry, because, girl, Henry can't get his story together about how, what happened to the patient.
And the receptionist is snitching, too. Excuse me, yes, actually, she did not
And she call. Didn't even do it on purpose.
She's just telling the truth. Like, girl, no, they didn't call, actually.
Girl, yeah, the police come to the job, and the lady detective is like, yeah, we're looking for this person. It says here that you last had her, said you saw her today. And Henry's like, yeah, I canceled. I did this on the third. She called, and the receptionist is like, girl, that's not what happened, because earlier when you talked to me today, you said that you saw her in person. So I don't know. Like, I just want to make sure I have it correct, because there's other people calling them trying to get information. And she's very much like, a girl, I'm just here to get my job done. Okay, no one's going to be blaming me for other people's mishaps. I'm just trying to do my job. And the lady detective, that's gross. The lady detective officer, I feel bad because I totally forgot her name. I can't even remember if they said her name. But she's really on her job. Like, she's calling Henry up, like, Henry, I need to talk to you. After she saw him, I need to talk to you again just to go over what happened. Because she's already putting two and two in her head. This shit's not making four. He's not making sense. So
I'm already at your house, my love.
Right. And he's like, oh, we can meet another day. And she's like, no, I'm outside. Like, I'm at your home right now.
No.
We can be right now. This her, the way her situation, we've already said spoiler alert, y'all, how her situation plays out, like, if she meets her demise, it's crazy. And now, which further confirms their house is now, like, literally a hell on earth. She dies because the demons play her ass. And now she's, like, in a situation because he comes home. She draws the gun. She realizes that y'all have this girl kidnapped in your home. You have her fucking tied up. I got your wife on the ground. She's fucking locked up. And she gets killed. And now, on a repeat on some American Horror Story shit, going throughout the house until the end of days, just fucking killing herself. Every 2 seconds, just shooting herself in the head. Just shooting. And it's just... It really threw me off guard. I did not expect that to happen.
She was like, I thought the game was over, bro. And then, all of a sudden, whoop! She just kind of, whoop,
Yep, and she just smiles and it's gone.
And the way it happens, it makes you feel like she's about to get free. Like, all these situations happen where you feel like the girl about to get free, and the lady's like, you know, everything's great, and I'm just going to go ahead and just say, fuck it. And it's just like, whoa.
And the room is soundproof, so nobody heard that gunshot.
No one heard it. And everyone's shocked. Fucking the girl, Becker, is shocked. Henry's shocked. Audrey, when she get off her fucking face off the ground, she's shocked. And this keeps happening with people that keep coming in contact with them. Like I said, there's a, what's his name? The guy, the landscaper, who comes in later. And, of course, the house has now, the entities have kind of, I feel like they have a little influence over what's going, I mean, not a little, it's obviously, there's a huge influence about what's going on that property.
Because somebody is making them do that. They were not coming there to do that.
Yeah.
He was coming to get that snow. He was like, you're getting no freebie. And he was getting a ticket to God, because he was talking to them, and then they were waving and smiling. He was like, hey guys, I got something to show you, pretty much, and just dive straight into the little chain.
Oh my God, threw himself headfirst into the goddamn fucking wood chipper situation.
Snow plow. Yeah, so I don't know what the thing is.
But even if it's a snow plow, like, that shit was crazy.
It turned the snow into red slushy.
Wowee.
I was like, well.
My first thought was, how the fuck are you going to clean this? His blood got the ass being blown all over your goddamn lawn in white snow.
Yuck. And then, so that's happening. They're like, okay.
I thought that was a really cool kill. Not even gonna hold you.
Both of those kills were fun.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed them.
And they didn't. They happened not super close to each other, but within like 10 to 15 minutes of each other. Because he comes back from getting rid of the body to the police officer being in the house, like, girl, bitch, you are guilty. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, okay, we fucked up. What the fuck is going on in here? And they seek Ian, who is the overzealous cult member.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, they tell him about the book and what he did. He's like, first of all, you did not finish you did half of it, first of all. You do have to sacrifice somebody. You told that girl that she was going to be able to live. And
that's not it.
Baby, and that's not it. You're going to have to kill her, actually. And you're going to have to do this to, like, close. You opened all the ghosts. All the ghosts are coming out. You got to send them back to purgatory. What are you talking about?
Because not only you did this, you fucking called on the wrong person to call on. You called on what I'm assuming is a demon that is, he needs a different type of sacrifice from what, or a different type of situation, what they need. And that person's going to be doing something, obviously, you know, like they always do, more beneficial for themselves than what is supposed to be beneficial for Audrey and Henry. And your boy is actually, Ian, he, like you said, he's the overzealous cult member. Call him a Satanist member. He really is a... This is his fucking life, bitch. Satan is his life. Because they fast forward and they show him that he's fucking... You find out he's killed his mom. He's killed all these niggas. He's like, bitch, listen. This is my show now.
Wow.
I have taken over the spell. You all have fucked up and I'm tired. Dog.
I'm like, hey, yo.
This man is just... And honestly, I don't know if he's always been this way or if he got a little bit under the influence when he went to go visit them at their house when they called him for help. Only saying it because at this point, we've already seen, like, little trick-or-treat monsters and there's other little people that are slowly... like, entities that are slowly making their presence known. Yep. About. There's so much thrown at y'all. Yeah. Like, there's so much happening.
There's definitely, like, a bent-up monster that's like, ooh, wow, this is contortionist.
And that shit was wild. It was biting at her fucking stomach and shit.
It was gonna kill her ass.
It looked good, though.
Yeah, it was definitely gonna kill her. It was going to kill. And she's tied up and screaming.
You know, keep back her in your thoughts. She didn't sign up for none of this mess.
Bruh, all she did was wake up and go to her doctor's appointment.
None of this mess.
That is all.
So let's get to the end really quickly, and then our thoughts. Before we get to the end, there was a part that, before we started recording, you had said that was a little bit childish. You want to talk about that?
Yes. Okay, so that ghost, there's a ghost, there's a trick-or-treat ghost. First time you see it, it's like, okay, that's scary. And she's like, girl, this is not funny. This is a triggering memory for our good sis. I forgot her name, but the older woman.
Audrey,
yes. So this is triggering for her. So she's like, don't come here anymore, you know, shutting the door.
Yeah.
Then the ghost is pulling up at all the doors. Now the ghost's in the fucking house, which is scary. But then it just gets really big and it's like, trick or treat. And I'm like, okay. This reminds me of that part in It Chapter 2 where that big ass... what's the lodge that Paul Bunyan motherfucker got up and was and I thought that was silly. I compared it kind of to that. Okay. And they may not even be very alike, but I felt the same when I saw them.
Okay.
I was like, this is You gave me the scare, okay? You were good. You didn't have to do this.
That's fair.
I feel like it was just really fucking over the top.
That's fair. If everybody that's listening, the ghost, what she's referring to is there's a scene where there's a, Audrey opens the door and because someone's ringing the doorbell and there's a kid dressed up in a, like a stereotypical ghost costume, like a fucking sheet over their head, top of some trick or treat. And that's a reoccurring thing you see happen throughout the movie. And there's other things too, because, you know, as we fast forward and we get to the end, Becker tries to leave the home. Like, she's finally escaped. She's gotten free. The ghosts and the demons in that house are turning up. You have the lady police officer who keeps fucking committing suicide. You have the guy who's in the front yard who's tossing himself into the snow / wood chipper divider, whatever.
Yeah.
You see, like, oh, there's the shit with the teeth.
Oh, yeah, the lady.
That seems okay.
He and there, he look over and he's talking to what's her name.
Oh, fuck me.
And you're assuming it's Audrey that, Henry's talking to in the bed. And then a few seconds later, you hear Audrey call from outside, "Henry, come help me with the groceries." And he's like, huh? He turned back over to the woman and was like, Audrey.
And over his shoulder, you just,
you don't even see her. You hear her flossing and the teeth are falling.
And you know that sound, that floss sound when the floss is rubbing up against the teeth. You can just hear that.
My mouth
and you
hurts.
Hear that. And she's flossing so aggressively, like, teeth are falling out, and her mandible, like, there's so many teeth that are already out. It's raw. It's just, oh my god, it's nightmare fuel.
Yeah, definitely that part is fucking terrifying.
It's fucking nightmare fuel.
That was a 10 out of 10 scare.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. When I look back at these ratings, the 100 on Rotten Tomatoes, I was like, okay. They usually give my kind of ratings. I'm pulling up, I think the 6.5 might even be a little bit average. 7, it's like a 6.9, 7, just like a 7.
Okay, like I said, the 7 can be fine.
But not 100.
Not 100.
And here's why. I mean, because I don't know. I don't think that it was a horrible movie. I definitely was entertained. Some of the CGI was a little shaky, and I felt like, girl, this is 2020, and you're kind of giving me, like, late 2000s CGI on some of these blood scenes. I know you're also doing the best of what you got, so, you know, shout out to you, girl.
It's kind of a funny undertone.
Yeah, so fun. I get it. The way the movie ended up, you know, I definitely like that it did not have a clear, not clear, concise, because you could still have a, you know, but it didn't really have a clear ending. Like, we don't know. I mean, I just walked away with the assumption that she's dead or she died. Because you think that Becker gets away, she escapes, and ultimately she encounters the demon in the road and she's holding her stomach. And it's just,
I don't know what it means. What the fuck does that mean?
I just walked away with just all out of all the images that were just shown into my eyeballs, I just walked away with, okay, so clearly someone was successful in something that was done, because I don't think your baby has not walked away unpossessed. Yeah. But I don't think you've rid yourself of this fucking demon either.
No, what I feel like is that baby's possessed. Because they show her in the hospital. Like, no, she's the baby's coming out. That baby's coming out, and it's going to be some kind of demon baby. But
demon!
What makes the movie a bit scary is that these are these regular fumbling around people who managed to summon some otherworldly shit. That is a little scary, because wait a minute, bitch. You niggas are having meetings in the library downstairs with fucking refreshments and shit, and you mean tell me y'all are the niggas opening the portal?
Yes, they're going around the world and ordering these books they have no business fucking reading or even having in their possession, baby, and they are wilding.
They are doing
never open the book.
Terrible. But like I said, I liked it.
I didn't think it was a good time.
It's a good time. I think you should watch it. I just think 100 out of
was a reach. But I am excited to hear what you guys think about when you're able to check this out. When it comes on the Shutter, like we said, on December 3rd, I'm pretty sure they be dropping them shits at midnight. So if you, boom, it's Thursday afternoon or Thursday night, pull up on us.
Yeah.
Because we want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah.
We thought this movie was cool. We definitely understand the 7 rating. I thought it was okay. Enough for me to recommend. I think this is a fun movie, too. If you're, like, trying to get your friends into horror, it wasn't too, like, woo, but it had some moments where you would, like, woo!
Yeah.
Okay.
It was spicy.
Yeah.
It was spicy.
Just a little bit. But, you know, we're kind of from a different lens, because people will be, you know, fucking get their heads and bum holes shot off on shit. And we're just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's wild. But, yes, check this movie out on Thursday. Like I said, Thursday, December 3rd, on the Shudder Machine. If you do not have Shudder, girl, I don't know what to tell you at this point. because they were basically giving shutter away for majority of this pandemic. And if we're, you know, we're still going to be stuck in the panorama for a while. So hopefully they got some kind of cool code shopping around on the interwebs. But either or, whenever you see it, please circle back on us on either our Twitter or our Instagram, which is Girl That's Scary with the S on the front. Or you can email us at grltspod@gmail.com because we want to know what the hell you think.
Yes.
We want to know. Were you feeling this movie? Were you not feeling this movie? Did you think that we should shut the fuck up? Do you think that, you know, maybe this was not it? Maybe they tried too hard. Or maybe you were really entertained by this movie.
Yeah.
Because I would love to hear it.
Yeah.
So, but let us know.
All right. Bye.
Bye, y'all.